How do you think you've been able to maintain those relationships so long?
I think there's, I really believe to have a friend, you have to be a friend. And so I think there's a certain level of trust that we have with one another. I think it's important that no matter what other kinds of relationships you have, that you always have your kind of go-to people. And it doesn't have to be just one person. The beauty of the relationships is that I have one friend who is also married, who we get together as couples, or I can talk to, we can talk about marriage kinds of issues with. I have another friend who's a parent. We can talk about parenting and challenges. I have another friend who, a couple of friends now who we're kind of in this phase of our lives where we're looking at things like retirement and, you know, aging and maturing and that kind of thing. And so we get to talk about that. And so I think they all fit a special role in that we have these circles and we have these a set of concentric circles, and that some people in that close circle, and some people are in that other outer circle, and some people are in that real, you know, the largest outer circle. So they all fill a special role. Mm-hmm. But I think it's trust. I think it's honesty. I think it's communication. I think it's like a no matter what. Like, we're just there for no matter what, through it all. Through life's ups and downs and good times, we share each other's successes. We celebrate when one accomplishes something. That my girlfriend that I told you is my son's godmother, she went on, we went to undergrad school. She went to Smith, I went to Simmons. Then we went to graduate school. I went to MIT. She went to, I think she went to Harvard. And then she, later in year, she went and got her PhD from BC. And that was a huge celebration. So we celebrated. And that was, we celebrate each other's successes. And I think all of those things are key to having and maintaining good friendships.
Yeah.